paying for what their son did. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Sentencing is this hour in Michigan for James and Jennifer Crumbley, the first parents held criminally responsible for a school shooting, convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to treat their son's mental illness and providing the gun Ethan used to murder four classmates at Oxford High in 2021.
Prosecutors are seeking a sentence of up to 15 years for each parent, and they say the Crumbleys have shown a, quote, chilling lack of remorse. The parents did stand trial separately, but they are expected to be sentenced together today. Mrs. Crumbley's attorney is asking for leniency. She's even offering to let her client live in her guest house instead of going to prison.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Ethan Crumbley's behind bars for life. Breaking news out of Ohio, a settlement in last year's firing toxic train derailment that still has residents of East Palestine concerned about contamination. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to residents who are part of a class action lawsuit. An 18-year-old from Idaho busted facing terror charges.
Court documents unsealed on Monday by the Department of Justice say Alexander Mercurio was one day away from a planned attack on churches in his hometown of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, when he was arrested on Saturday. Mercurio is accused of telling an FBI source that he wanted to kill as many people as possible, pledging his allegiance to the leader of ISIS.
Fox's Tanya G. Powers, a Trump setback in court before the former president's first criminal trial.
A New York appeals court judge rejecting the Trump legal team's request for a change of venue and an emergency stay to postpone the trial set to kick off next Monday. The defense arguing the former president faces real potential prejudice as a defendant in Democratic-leaning Manhattan.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the former president charged with falsifying records and hush money payments back in 2016 to keep quiet an alleged affair he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
President Biden will host Japan's prime minister for a visit today. Actually, it's the next several days for talks that will include dealing with concerns about China. This the day after the president went to Wisconsin, a battleground state, in his rematch with former President Trump, offering to wipe out thousands of dollars in interest for millions of Americans dealing with student loan debt.
After President Biden's first student loan forgiveness plan was ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, the president selling a new plan that he told voters in Madison, Wisconsin Monday would ease student loan debt for millions, including interest rate relief and the elimination of certain student loans altogether.
Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to get married, have their first child, start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing debt.
The president's second student loan forgiveness push, with likely legal challenges and amid polling that shows a major shift in the electorate, a weakness among Democrats for attracting younger voters. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now rising modestly ahead of the opening bell this hour. March Madness ended last night the same way it did last year. Connecticut repeats as men's college basketball champs.
The Huskies pulled away from Purdue in the second half of Monday night's national championship game, beating the Boilermakers 75-60. It's the second straight national title for UConn, becoming the first team to repeat as champions since Florida did so in 2007, and UConn becomes just the ninth back-to-back champion of all time. During their 2024 NCAA tournament run, UConn was barely tested, with their smallest margin of victory coming against Alabama by 14 in the Final Four. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
South Carolina's win over Iowa for the women's national title Sunday was the most watched basketball game, men or women, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A bill Illinois lawmakers considering the session would determine car insurance rates according to driving habits instead of socioeconomic factors. Proposed bill would prohibit insurance companies from using a set of guidelines it considers discriminatory in determining insurance rates, including a driver's sex, race, and credit score. Champaign County Community Coalition focusing on local youth in this month's meeting on Wednesday will be held at the Holiday Inn Conference Center. Youth reps from Youth for Christ, Midnight Basketball, Dream, Urbana Park District, Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, all are going to be there to take the stage. Again, the meeting starts at 10 a.m. to 3:30. A.J. Croce proudly presents Croce Plays Croce 50th Anniversary Tour, a very special night of music featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce, some of his own tunes and songs that influenced both him and his father. It's a live concert featuring some of his father's classics. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event in vicinity. Boy, how do we top yesterday's astronomical events? Well, at least weather-wise, very cooperative, and another decent day's worth of weather today. Got some rain back in the forecast for the middle part of the week, a slight cool-out on Friday, and a big warm-up slated for next week, and generally drier weather, too. Partly sunny for the day today, westerly wind, and about 70 this afternoon. Cooler tonight with a chance for a late-night shower, low down to 46 as winds turn northeast for the day tomorrow. A couple of showers and spots by late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon, maybe a late-day thunderstorm as skies turn cloudy, the high near 67. Tomorrow night, showers and a low down around 50, and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday. Highs at about 57, 58 degrees, upper 50s, and a partly cloudy, windy, dry Friday. Over the weekend, big warm-up to 68 on Saturday. Windy, warm, 75 on Sunday. Highs well into the 70s early next week, perhaps even close to 80 by Tuesday. Tuesday to Wednesday next week, a couple of scattered thunderstorms over parts of the area. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Local personal trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 435120.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, basketball is over. UConn is your champion. Illinois had a really good season. Abrupt ending, a little abrupt for many of all of us, but whatever. Connecticut is... I don't know if we beat Connecticut.
Right.
I don't know if we could beat... And
like I said, they were good coming out of the second half, just like they were against us.
No, they came
out against Purdue last night.
They're just really good, particularly second half. They're just a good basketball team. So here's how I would prep them next year, is I would get the dummies that you hold in football.
Yeah.
And you kind of, people work off of the dummies.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the managers just cream our players and just say, you got to make the basket. You're not there to draw the foul. You're to make the basket. And just hit the heck out of them, knock them down, because that's what happened. And I prefer the game that way. I mean, they were both sides getting absolutely creamed last night.
Mm.
No foul called, but I thought they were pretty consistent. And wouldn't we rather have that than 58 million calls on fouls, everybody getting in foul trouble?
Yeah.
Let them play, and you call. I don't know how you identify what is a foul if you're not going to call much. And when we went inside against Connecticut, you know, it was the attempt to be aggressive and make back. We were getting blocked. I mean, there was some body contact, but they weren't calling it. They're not going to call it in those games. I guess that's kind of normal. I've noticed this year more than most where really, really, really they let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer that versus guys in foul trouble. So play aggressively, play hard, but get the pads out and shove guys going to the basket saying your goal isn't to draw a foul, your goal is to make the basket. Because they're not calling it. So don't ever expect them to call it. I think Danny Hurley complains 10 times more than Coleman Hawkins. Secretary on foul calls and stuff.
I see.
He was like, there's never a call against your team that's right. It's wrong. Come on,
right,
man.
Right.
And he got a, I don't know what happened. There was a point where Danny Hurley, the coach of UConn, actually stepped on the floor and shoved his own player to kind of go over there and he like practice.
Oh, wow.
And the official went, okay, you can't do that at Purdue's ball.
Right.
I don't know exactly what the call was. It went so fast. It's like, coach, you're on the court.
Right.
That's a technical.
Right.
But it was a darn good season for Illinois. Third most wins in history. Elite Eight. Ran into the buzzsaw that is Connecticut, who did not, I think 13 was the closest any team has gotten to them in this tournament. I think the average margin was, what, 20? I mean, they just blew people away.
Huh.
So I think they're I was trying to really say, okay, why are they so good? First of all, they cover you. They're all over you. They did not double Zach Edey. A couple times they did. But so the three-point shooters for Purdue, remember Purdue? They came to Champaign. We're up 10. We go to the second half. They hit 8 out of 10 threes in the second half. Well, we were probably sagging a little on Zach Edey, and he kicks it out. Well, they just didn't do that very much. Zach got 37 points. 37 points. But the goal was, I don't care. The other guys aren't going to score. And that's what happened.
Wow.
Zach had 37. The rest of the team had 23.
Wow.
So it was, yeah, Zach, good game. You scored a zillion, but you lost.
Afterwards, Dan Hurley, I'm not going into the portal regarding the coaching job at Kentucky.
Well, you'd have to say, they said they're going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I see.
But if you're set and you've won two in a row and everything is really good.
Here's another headline. Hurley dismisses Kentucky rumors. So all that's churning now.
Well, who's getting the Kentucky job? Is Brett Underwood in the hopper for anything out there? Because once Kentucky goes, somebody's going to have to replace the guy who left to take and cut. I mean, if Scott Drew takes Kentucky from Baylor, Baylor's open. It's just that coaching.
This one says Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan, Bulls coach, won two championships with Florida. The last coach to get two in a row was Billy Donovan.
Huh.
But does he want to get back in that thing? And then at the NIL, things are just kind of compounded into a multi-mess.
Right.
And we've lost 8 out of 10 of our points. Illinois loses 80% of their scoring. You better figure that one out. Marcus Damask and his family apparently have hired attorneys, and they're trying to get a sixth year for Marcus.
Okay.
Because he is applying for a medical redshirt. He was injured at Southern. He missed 10 out of 26 games, and the line is you can only miss, you can't have played more than 30% of the year. So 30 games, 10 to 30, that's 33%. But the team canceled 5 games because of COVID.
Hmm.
And so if he missed 10 out of 31, I think the math is very close. So they're trying to appeal. I would not be optimistic about that. But Marcus Damask is trying to come back for, wait for it, the 6th year of college basketball. And obviously that would be a big help to have him back. But there's going to be names like Quincy Guerrier that you never heard of him 12 months ago. You never knew Quincy Guerrier.
Right.
You never knew Marcus Damask was.
That's right.
And then we were all waiting to see if, you know, Terrence is coming back and Coleman was coming back. And those are two big ones, obviously. But Coleman could come back, but he's done. He just wants to go. He just wants to go on. He wants to leave. He's done. 4 years, mm-hmm. long time in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time to be at a college these days. I don't know if we'll ever see that again. Will we ever see a player that can possibly play pro ball at a school for 4 years? You're going to remember Coleman Hawkins for the guy that was here. The last guy to be, it'll be trivia question. Who was the last guy to spend 4 years
right.
at
Illinois?
They just don't do it. And that's why it makes me nervous about every freshman. We had a guy decommit yesterday. The 6'4" point guard, scoring guard, whatever he was, Jace somebody. He committed October 4th.
Oh, no.
Now he's done. I don't know. I mean, if
Jace
you're.
Jace Butler, maybe?
Yeah, whatever his name is. He's decommitted from the University of Illinois.
There it is, decommitted. October 4th is when he originally announced his commitment.
Thanks for nothing.
Okay.
No, in coaching, you have to know everything about how to win games, like get them prepared, what you work on, what you run, what guys play where. Then you have to be like, You have to decide if a kid's a fit. You have to work on it while you're trying to prepare for the NCAA because your team's advancing.
Yeah.
That's hot and heavy. So coach was trying to not do that, but he had to. You don't want to miss out on the top tier guys, right? Because that keeps your program going. Anyway, quarter after eight, time for sports headlines.
Well, UConn beat Purdue 75-60, as you're hearing. Also, with South Carolina's victory over Iowa and Caitlin Clark, $18.7 million, peaking at $24 million at one point as people were watching that game. When it comes to baseball, Illinois and ISU with a 6 o'clock start. We have Illinois and Northwestern in softball, and tomorrow they'll face SIU. Kind of odd to have back-to-back games going on. Parkland's softball team at 12-0 with their win over Heartland Community College. And the baseball team beat John Wooden Community College. And so they're 11-5 on this season. Hey, we were just talking basketball in Illinois. Luke Goody's due on for the drive after 4:30.
Yeah, he's got class. I think he's got one class.
Okay.
And he's got to go. And a lot of times you can do it online and do it somewhere else, but he's got to be in class, so that's a change. I got to tell the boys. 4:30 is the expected arrival of Luke Goody in Philo today.
And our hosts are all healthy and ready to go today because we had some. Was it unhealthy or something?
No, okay. Car thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, all kinds of. Life. Yeah.
There we go. We have San Diego coming from behind to beat the Cubs 9-8 yesterday. That's a 9:05 start on US 105.9. And we'll have Philadelphia and St. Louis with a 6:45 start here on US 105.9. Philadelphia beat the Cardinals 5-3 yesterday. Cleveland Guardians blanked the Chicago White Sox 4-0. They've got a 5:10 start over on Chicago's south side today. Pacers are at Toronto with a 6 o'clock start. New York and Chicago to face the Bulls. And a reminder that we've got the Masters coming up. We saw Tiger teeing up. I know with his 24 appearances and, you know, five-time champ of the Masters, he's definitely trending. But Rory's been there, what, 16 appearances?
It'll be his 16th. Tiger's 26, trying to make his 24th cut. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, you want to talk about Caitlin Clark? Have Tiger Woods be competitive on Sunday in the Masters. You'll see the number.
That's right.
It is amazing. I don't know how much anymore, but back in the day, it was never who won. It's how's Tiger doing. It was always, you know, Rory McIlroy leads by 4 shots. Tiger is 8 back. It always had to mention Tiger.
Yep.
Because that's what people wanted.
That's right.
And Tiger Woods, I guess Caitlin Clark can be kind of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird,
yep.
Michael Jordan, kinda
one of those superstars.
We'll see, because I mean, I've not really watched a WNBA game, but if she's in it, I will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, she's transcending the sport. I mean, you want to watch her? And Johnny said she's a little like Steph Curry, kinda. She's back there so far and makes it.
She is,
and then she'll be able to dish and play make because. No offense, some of the kids at Iowa can't make the play. The good pass couldn't handle it. The pros will. They'll be able to. She'll be. Might be better.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of playmaking,
with the assists and all that.
I don't think she'll have to score 30 a game.
Illini 100 is coming up the 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday at Farmer City Racing. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
There you go. That's Farmer City Raceway. A lot of fun. Okay, we'll break. We'll come back with Fox Business Minute. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Tuesday, April 9. It's 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff is Saturday and fairly quiet and very mild days worth of weather once again across the area. Next weather system gathering strength onto the southern plains with a couple of lows to warble our way up our way. And that means increased rainfall prospects for the middle part of the week. The cool down will be very modest and short-lived. Another big warm-up slated around here and generally a drier setup into next week. Mild today, partly sunny, 70 is Winston Westerly this morning. Tonight, cool with a stray shower late low down to 46. Tomorrow, a couple of showers in spots late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a late day thunderstorm as skies turn overcast, a high near 67 on an increasing northeast wind. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm in spots tomorrow night, low down to around 50 and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday. Highs at 58, partly cloudy, windy, highs upper 50s again on Friday. For the weekend, a warm up 68 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. Warm and early next week with a stray shower thunderstorm as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You'll be seeing artificial intelligence in your shopping experience at Best Buy. The retail company says it's partnered with Google Cloud and Accenture to help with advice, products, and services. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is holding its cloud computing event today. It's also expected to expand its cloud alliance with cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks. BP shares are higher. The energy company expects to benefit from higher oil and gas production, though it says lower natural gas prices will impact its business. Bitcoin's price is holding over the $70,000 mark. Deutsche Bank analysts say Bitcoin is likely to stay high. Its halving event is coming in the next 2 weeks when the rate of new tokens issued is cut in half. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
My name is Greg Ward. I am a general surgeon at OSF. We can't prevent cancer. What we can do is find it earlier. And to do that, we do what's called screening. And there are different methods of screening. And the gold standard remains colonoscopy at this point. You can certainly call the office and we'll see you within a week and have your screening done within a couple of weeks, because we want to get this done as smoothly as possible to lower the resistance and avoid the anxiety that can come along with screening. And that is a natural response, whether it's getting your mammogram arranged or getting your colonoscopy arranged. There's a natural tendency to stick your head in the sand and put it off because of the anxiety. But the fact is, fear is the biggest delusion in life, and there's no reason you don't just take the right action to help yourself out. Because we find a polyp, we can take it out before it becomes a cancer. Or we find an abnormal mammogram result and get the cancer out when it's still curable. And so that's the idea of screening.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Racing welcomes the World of Outlaws Case Construction Equipment late models for the two-day Marquee Illini 100, April 12th and 13th. Get your tickets online with $5 off with advance purchase at worldofoutlaws.com/ticks. Let's kick off the racing season with the Illini 100, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th. For details, visit farmercityracing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
All right, 824, I'm going to play this, and you let me know what you think.
Okay.
This is from Michigan 2 days ago.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawdi America!
Al-Mawdi America! Death to America! Death to America!
Al-Mawdi America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth."
This is in Michigan.
Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now, the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Let's get the children involved.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea means extermination.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think? Michigan, death to America, death to Israel. If this is the rottenness and that Malcolm X, I didn't know Malcolm X said that, but if it's the rottenness, you can always leave. Right? But they don't want to leave. They want to change it.
Right.
They want to change it. And as many challenges as we've had in this country, nobody's ever tried to bring people together and call us one thing, American. Nobody's ever tried that. And we're still baby in infancy. I mean, China's been around for thousands of years. We've been around 250. But it's pretty discouraging to hear people that are taking advantage of our laws and our life and our abilities to have choice and make our own decisions how we lead our life. You know, all the tolerance that we have in America, try going to these other countries and seeing how much tolerance, you die.
Right.
They don't allow.
That's right.
So it is unbelievable that it's free speech and they take advantage of that in the Constitution, but many things in the Constitution they don't think they want to keep. So that's what we have, and it's growing. And so we have a decision to make as to the direction of the country, and most of you don't like the direction we're going. And the question is, what do we do? And how do we not do that? How do we not go to that direction where we literally in the streets have people calling for your death? And the solution to Israel is for Israel to die. How do you negotiate when the only solution is you must die? You must be eliminated. From the river to the sea, you have to die. So, what else can I? No, you have to die. You fascist pig. you Nazi.
Do you ever get afraid that the end might be near?
I mean, I know we shall never know the day or the time. That's what the Bible says. And the end is coming. It could be 1,000 years from now, and it could be tomorrow. There are things that are going on now. You're going, really? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Hostin on The View. I don't think I've ever watched that show in my life. I see clips. She said the eclipse was climate change.
Wow.
What?
I mean, the temperature did drop a little bit.
Well, the sun went down.
Wow.
Oh, my. All right, 217-359-2255. If you'd like to chime in on the Fisher National Bank text line, it is 829.
Kansas. Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts, too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale now at thevirginia.org.
ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Norfolk Southern agrees to pay $600 million to settle the toxic train derailment class action suits in East Palestine, Ohio. President Biden attempting another student loan debt bailout for 30 million Americans, up to $20,000 apiece, not going over with Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson, who tells Fox Business.
This does cost the American taxpayer hundreds of billions of dollars. It's money we don't have. It's a very simple and grotesque example of just trying to buy votes with money we don't have.
While J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns shareholders continued excessive government spending may lead to stickier inflation and higher interest rates than markets expect. The parents of convicted Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly are now being sentenced for involuntary manslaughter for failing to get their son help. Ethan is serving life. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County Crime Stoppers seeking assistance from the public regarding a retail theft. Male entered Dick's House of Sport at 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign. The male, selecting two pairs of Nike Air Force One shoes, numerous Nike hoodies and sweatpants, exited the store with no attempt to make a payment. Stolen merchandise valued at over $1,300. Woman from the suburbs of Chicago has died in Champaign County. It follows a crash Sunday night. It happened on Leverett Road near Martin Road in Summer Township. The woman, identified as 33-year-old Molly Zabinski of Palatine, driving east on Leverett, for unknown reasons, crossed the center line, entered the westbound lane. May's Mexican Grill, located on the corner of 1st and Green Streets, closing in early June, with demolitions and building projects planned for the land on which the restaurant sits. This closing marks the end of the first restaurant location of one of Champaign's most popular food chains. May's Mexican Grill first opened in October of 2011. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
ESPN 93.5, 833. I didn't do weather. Hold on.
And boy, it's sunny right now here at 833.
Because we got to get weather, particularly when it's
temperatures
nice.
Temperatures at 55.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central and all Champaign event and vicinity. Boy, how do we top yesterday's astronomical events? Well, at least weather-wise, very cooperative, and another decent day's worth of weather today. Got some rain back in the forecast for the middle part of the week, a slight cool out on Friday, and a big warm-up slated for next week, and generally drier weather, too. Partly sunny for the day today, westerly wind, and about 70 this afternoon. Cooler tonight with a chance for late-night shower, low down to 46 as winds turn northeast for the day tomorrow. A couple of showers in spots by late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon, maybe a late day thunderstorm. Skies turn cloudy, the high near 67. Tomorrow night, showers and a low down around 50, and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday. Highs at about 57, 58 degrees, upper 50s, and a partly cloudy, windy, dry Friday. Over the weekend, big warm up to 68 on Saturday. Windy, warm 75 on Sunday. Highs well into the 70s early next week, perhaps even close to 80 by Tuesday. Tuesday to Wednesday next week, a couple of scattered thunderstorms over parts of the area. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, there we go. All right, ESPN 93.5. By the way, Connecticut, your national champion, they beat six teams by a total of 140 points.
Wow.
That's an NCAA record. And they just were dominant.
Last night it was 75-60 over Purdue.
Hey, Purdue came pretty close, as it goes. All right, ESPN 93.5, we're doing a Cardinal bus trip.
Yes, we are. June 22nd.
This is the Route 66 Cardinal bus trip. Route 66 is your place for solar.
Yes.
And they're local. Really good. And I know people that love them.
Mm-hmm.
Route 66 solar bus trip to St. Louis. We have, what we've been doing is kind of giving the folks over there last year a chance first and everything. Well, bottom line is, I am over, I think, half full. And we just started.
Right.
So if you want or are interested, here's the deal. It's June 22. We play the San Francisco Giants, St. Louis against San Francisco. They're pretty good this year. And if you would like to go, it is a pricey ticket because it's a Saturday. And it's expensive on the weekends, particularly when you buy a suite. Yes, we have our own private suite. Folks loved it last year, I think, to a person. Everybody said this was unbelievable. So what we do, we get a Timmy Tours bus, which is wonderfully green and beautiful. Very comfortable, don't you think,
Timmy? Yes.
So we meet at, I'm negotiating, hopefully First Christian Church again.
Okay.
We're in the final stages of that.
All right, good.
And so then it would be June 22 is a Saturday. Leave at 9. We'll probably get down there about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 11:30.
11:30.
Game's 1:15.
Right.
Time to walk around, go in. I think on the weekends it's an hour and a half, 2 hours ahead. You can go
nice.
In. So what?
And I see that it is Stan Musial Tumblr Day.
Oh, wow.
As I look at some of the giveaways and promotions.
Yeah.
Thanks to Coca-Cola.
Didn't even look. I should have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's cool. Stan Musial Tumblr Day on the game on June 22. So should be nice and warm. We have air conditioning inside. We got seating outside.
Yes.
But it's shaded. So there's that.
I like that.
So what we do is we park in the reserve bus parking, which is 150 feet from the gate.
Yep.
So we walk in. Then to the right, really quickly, the ramp is there. And you weave up the ramp, and there's our suite. So it's on the first base side, and we've got big screens inside. Mm-hmm.
And ladies, the restrooms are right there, too.
Yeah, it's the guys and the gals.
Guys
the last year,
a little
I'm
bit.
Not sure what number suite we have. It might be split in the middle, but it's really close.
I was like, wow.
How about
mobility
that?
Mobility issues. You're set on this trip.
So anyway, if you are interested and want more details and have us communicate with you, you can text in bus to 217-359-2255, and we'll get you. We will take your phone that you send in, and we'll send you the information via text. We'd love to have you. I'm going to say 17 seats. Remember, 45 seat or 40, 45.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we just have a lot of fun. Diane will be your bus captain.
I will.
And she's fun. And you'll like Diane as your bus captain for June 22. It's San Francisco at St. Louis. Christian's getting married. That's his bachelor weekend, so I'll be at that.
Okay, gotcha.
Otherwise, I'd be joining you.
So we are getting texts in, and that's great. Again, 359-2255, the word bus, if you'd like more details about that.
Yeah.
You know, Dirk had texted in, if we said that about their people, we would be jailed. So that
well,
is
in their country,
the
you would
Michigan.
Be. Yeah, you can't. In, yeah, in Michigan, talking about
anti-America rally.
Right, right. And so you're right, but that is the unbelievable First Amendment, free speech. You can sit there. I can yell on a corner with a sign. I can yell ignorant things at us. If I'm not harming you, that's allowed. Or it used to be. And if I am going to harm you physically and get too close in your face or really cause some agitation, I mean, if I'm standing on the corner here in downtown Philo and I scream stupid things with a sign that doesn't make any sense, I've got the right to do that. Then people would pass by and say, gosh, that guy's got issues, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, but you can do that. So if but you can't do that other places. People think, and I think part of the problem we have in our country is we don't have an appreciation because we haven't been anywhere else. But just go immerse yourself somewhere else and then get on your knees and pray that you're here. It just isn't. People think the grass is always greener. This is the greatest nation ever. And you there might be circumstances and things that our government has done that have hurt people, that have been collateral damage, that is horrific. We're not perfect.
Well, most of the people that were talking in the rally clip that you played, that was anti-American. It sounded like they had an accent, like maybe they weren't from here.
Well, they're not from here. They're Muslims, and they're anti-Israel.
So is the root that they're mad that America is giving
one
of the country's weapons, then?
We support Israel.
Okay.
If we don't support Israel, they have nuclear weapons. That starts World War III. Because if something happens to Israel and Iran finally gets their bomb and they hit Israel, Iran's going to get hit. Israel can defend itself. Israel's got plenty of power. They're a power. And so you get Russia and China now tagging up. That's a mess.
Yeah.
We never wanted that. The Biden administration has allowed this now partnership between China and Russia, which isn't any good. And so the ultimate end game of all this is complete destruction and the end of humanity as we know it. That's not a win. That's a loss. So we're trying to prevent, because the weapons now are such. Back in the day when there were spears and shields and horses and knives, the hate was there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the capability to kill everybody at once. So we are in a time where the world could end. And it's not freaking out. It's possible with humans in charge. We are weak, and without a guiding compass in our life, we drift toward areas we don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if our policies are that bad, then you voice them and you try and change things, and there are wrongs on every side. And we happen to have won World War II, so we were a superpower that led the way and tried to stand for democracy, tried to fix Vietnam, which wasn't going to happen. So some of the policies following our win in World War II, when we were forced in by the bombing in Pearl Harbor, and so we were on the sidelines, people think far too long. Why weren't we doing Nazis? We're marching in on France. So we liberated France. We ended up getting in the war because Pearl Harbor got us in. Once we got in, we tried to win, and we did. And so we were given an enormous amount of power since that time. We tried to go to the Korean conflict. It was never called a war. And we tried to help all these people yearning for democracy. Well, it's very difficult to change a system after 1,000 years. And so Israel was given this, and then you've got, you know, Palestine, and you've got, you know, this is my land, this is my land, this is my land, this is my land for thousands of years. And so at this point, they just want Israel to be gone. I remember the president of Iran first came out and said, death to Israel. And he went, what are you talking about? What are you doing? They want them to be dead, all of them. So it's the end of the Jews and the Holocaust and millions of Jews that were slaughtered in the Holocaust under the Nazi Germany flag.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a history that is very difficult to change. We got a very small piece of land, and we've been fighting over it for a very long time. This land was given to them by God. And for those who don't follow the Bible and more in the Quran, then it's going to be a difference of opinion. And then you killed us, and then we killed you, and then you killed us, and then we killed you. And then America supports Israel. We've been their best partner forever, for a long time. So anyway, it's just, but to stand out in Michigan, using under the auspices of our Constitution, our law, and be essentially against America,
mm-hmm.
and calling for death to America. I mean, we've heard death to America chants for a long, long time, but not in Michigan, not in Dearborn or wherever this was.
Right.
But yet, under the Constitution, you can do that. But
oh,
you're going,
boy.
Why are you here? Well, we're going to change this. We kind of dig it. We're going to change it. And we don't want to leave. Well, nobody wants to leave. That's the reason you see the surge at the border and the open borders. What's the long-term ramification of all of that? I mean, there's plenty of bad people that have gotten through. A lot of good people trying to improve their life. But a lot of bad people have gotten through, and they've been charged with lots of crimes. Mm-hmm. They emptied the Venezuelan prisons. What kind of people do you think they are?
Wow.
It is horrific. We're a big country, but to allow everybody in is a mistake. Allow them in legally. Allow them in the front door.
Always like to hear from you at ESPN 93.5-217-359-2255.
Be the Fisher National Bank. Text line 844.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Yeah, parents of the shooter being sentenced here, I think, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But they are being charged with what? Being accomplice or providing a weapon to a child.
Well,
I think the kid was
They
in
were
high
tried
school.
Separately, but they both face up to 15 years in prison in connection with the 2021 shooting that their son Ethan carried out on November 30th, 2021. Prosecutors in the trials, both Jennifer Crumley, who's 46, and James Crumley, 47, said the parents were criminally negligent in providing a gun for their child as a Christmas present and ignoring signs of his mental health that had deteriorated and that he was potentially violent. It's just that what kind of precedent does this set for parents?
They're saying
we didn't realize he was capable of this mass shooting.
It definitely opens the door to things like this, that you could point the finger at the parents. Well, at some point, there's a lot of mental illness involved here, and I don't know the situation. Weren't they called to the school and essentially asked to come get him?
It doesn't talk about that.
But because I think that he stayed and then shot people. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's very difficult to know. I have not tracked the trial. I just know when you start saying the parents are liable, then that opens it up for a whole lot of things, because there are a lot of bad things happening by people with parents that don't know what's going on.
Right.
But you might be an affluent person, don't know what's going on.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have anything to do with economics or anything. You just might not be great at parenting.
And because you're overwhelmed and you have bills to pay and there's stress in life.
You're working two jobs, three jobs, single parent.
Yeah.
You just assume your
kid's being fine and they might be playing hours on end of violent video games and all that garbage in, garbage out.
But there's a lot of subjectivity to it, too.
Right.
This is like, well, what caused that? Did you really encourage him to go shoot people?
Right.
But you gave him the weapons and you weren't aware that he was having issues. It's complex, but it does open the door to a whole lot of parents being blamed for a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And should they be?
Should they be? You know, there was a report I heard coming in that she had an affair, and that's why she was looking away. I don't know.
The arbiter of good parenting?
Right.
Who can tell you? The government says, hey, you're a great parent, you're a sucky parent? who does that? I mean, right?
Line from...
You know what? It is...
Breakfast Club, where you can get a fish to...
Teach... You can give a man a fish...
You can get a license to go
fishing. Or teach a man to fish. Oh, you need a license to fish, but you don't need anything to be a parent.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's from Breakfast Club. Long time movie, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bottom line is this. There are no magic wands. There are no magic elixir for you to take to be a great parent. But I know one thing. There are some basic keys to it. Number one, take them to church. Give them a faith. Instill in them the value of that. Number two, eye contact. Number three, don't be on every meeting board and being some big shot when you don't have any clue what your kids are doing. That's my opinion. I don't know. I have no idea.
Time.
It's got to be time, and it's got to be somebody who wants to be a parent. And some people don't, and it's sad. It's too bad because if we struggled to get pregnant, maybe that gave us more of an appreciation of what we had because we just wanted them so bad and it took so long. But it just, I don't know. I just know that those are the values, and people are, what about me? What about me? No, it's not about you anymore. And that's hard. It's just not about you anymore. I mean, the best thing is for you to give everything you have, help make sure your children are okay, your family's okay. But I think a great part of that is instill faith because there's hope there. There's a next there.
Well, and you have a network of people who you can, you know, talk to and share stories with and get some support if you need it, if you're having trouble with parenting.
But there's nothing you can read, take, anything. It's just your body has to be all in and your mind has to be all in.
Well, I got another round with NAMI today on the family to family support group. Yeah. And, you know, people are sharing stories about their relative who has mental illness, and it's exasperating.
Very
it's
difficult.
Exhausting.
Very
difficult. We just, there's so many people at their wit's end in this world, and I feel hopeless.
Get on your knees and find God. That's, I don't know how you live life without it. 851. Moving ahead so life
won't pass me by. A.J. Croce, performing Croce Plays Croce, the 50th anniversary show. A special night of music featuring timeless classics by his late father, Jim Croce, such as Bad Bad Leroy Brown, I Got a Name, and Time in a Bottle. Tickets on sale now.
Coming to the Virginia Theater Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Relax.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift. And the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Tabman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, Luke Goody on the show this afternoon is coming to Philo. Luke Goody will be in Philo on the boys' show this afternoon between 3 and 5. Be here.
All righty.
Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy the beautiful day.
That is Diane. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We shall be back tomorrow morning to join you again at 7 a.m. Have a great Tuesday.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for Homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.